Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning to everyone. We are live now. This is your Morning Coffee Sunday School. Today is November 18th, 2018, and I am your host, Paul McCoy of the Point Christian Fellowship in East St. Louis, Illinois. We thank and praise God, as always, for allowing us to get up and be able to do these things and submit the word and share the word with every last one that's willing to hear, to listen. We thank and praise God for his grace and his mercy that he has shown us throughout this time. It has been a trying, taking some time off to reset. But now the bell is rung. It's time to get back into the ring. We are so happy to be able to come to you all utilizing the resources from God in the midst. And we want to give a shout out and some love to Get 'Em Radio. They have been laboring on the air for over 6 years, and we are happy to be a part of it. We are so happy to be able to be with them at this time and to be able to fellowship with them. So we thank and praise God for Get 'Em Radio as well. All right, everyone, today we're going to get started. We are going to move forward in God and start our show. But before we begin, as always, we will have a moment of prayer, and then we will start with the word. Precious Father, we thank you always. We thank you for your love, your grace, and your mercy. We thank you for allowing us to move forward in you. We thank you for God in the Midst Radio. We thank you for all that are laboring in love. And we thank you for being able to continue to fellowship. We ask that you will humbly allow us to just be less as you are more, that we will decrease as you increase, and that we will do your will and get out of your way. Allow every word that comes through our mouth to be of you and to be surrounded not only in truth but in love. We ask you to bless this technology. We ask you to bless everyone that will hear and will watch. Ask that you will just continuously stand by us for us and with us. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen, amen. Today we're going to be coming to you all from the book of Genesis, chapter number 7. We're going to start at verse number 11. And it reads, "In the 600th year of Noah's life, in the second month, the 17th day of the month, the same day we were all the fountains of the great deep broken up, and the windows of heaven were opened. And the rain was upon the earth 40 days and 40 nights. In the selfsame day entered Noah and Shem and Ham and Japheth, the sons of Noah, and Noah's wife and the three wives of his sons with them into the ark, they and every beast after its kind, and all the cattle after their kind, and every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth after his kind, and every fowl after his kind, every bird of every sort. And they went in unto Noah into the ark, two and two of all flesh wherein is the breath of life. And they that went in male and female of all flesh, as God commanded him, and the Lord shut him in. And the flood was 40 days upon the earth, and the waters increased and bare upon up the ark, and it was lift up above the earth, and the waters prevailed and were increased greatly upon the earth, and the ark went up upon the face of the water. And the waters prevailed exceedingly upon the earth, and all the high hills that were under the whole heaven covered. 15 cubits upward did the waters prevail, and the mountains were covered. And all flesh died that moved upon the earth, both of fowl and of cattle and of beast, and of every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth, and every man, all in whose nostrils was the breath of life, of all that was in the dry land, died. And every living substance was destroyed, which was upon the face of the ground, both man and cattle, creeping things, and fowl of the heaven, they that were destroyed from the earth. And Noah only remained alive, and they that were with him in the ark. And all waters prevailed upon the earth 150 days. We're just going to simply talk about the flood of God. The flood of God. This story is very well known. They've done many different shows about it. You've seen it. They've even done comedies about it, about this passage, Noah and the ark. It's been told in children's books from junior Sunday school all the way up to the adult Sunday school. It's been preached about. It's been worked over many, many times. And one thing that everyone agrees upon is that the earth was covered in water. People were destroyed. All living creatures. Yet Noah, his family, and the two were actually saved in the ark. They rose above the mountain about 22 and a half feet above the tips of the highest mountain and floated around and waited for the waters to subside. This is the story that we know. It is based upon a physical event, according to how many have taught it, how many have watched it on television, or even listened to it. God made a decision. He decided to start over. He gave Noah a commandment to build an ark. Noah followed the commandment, while others mocked him, teased him, scorned him. You can even see his family was a bit unsure. Why are you building this ark so far away from the water? And for many, 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 many years, he labored while everyone else did their thing. He followed God's commandment and instruction. And why did he do this, even though he did not have a clue of what was truly going to happen? It's because he trusted God. His faith was strong. His trust was everlasting. And when he was 600 years old, imagine laboring for hundreds of years and not seeing a real result of your labor. But as you continue to labor, you continue to move forward. Many of us have this issue where we see we are given an instruction. God tells us to do something. And we do it. And it just seems like we're just doing it and nothing is resulting from it. It seems like we're just spinning our wheels, so to speak. Think about Noah. Started off, he was 600 years old before it all began. But for so long, he continued to build. The preparing for something he had no idea was even coming. Against his own better judgment, so to speak. Against the calling and the mocking of others. Can you continue to labor, even though you don't see the result? You don't see any result. You're just doing it. Can you continue to minister when nobody else is around? Can we continue to preach? Can you continue to sing when it don't seem like anybody's listening? Can you continue to move forward when it just seems like it's you and you and God? So he gathered, as he was told. And it wasn't just, and it's interesting, if you read chapter number, if you read chapter 7 from the beginning, it wasn't just, like a lot of people see, just two animals. It was actually seven clean beasts. And those that were unclean were by two. Interesting. Seven is the number of completion. So there was a completion of seven beasts. Now, you don't have to believe me. You can read chapter number 7 in the book of Genesis. And it says of every, and I'll just read this, of every clean beast, chapter number 7, verse 2, shall take to thee by seven. Every clean beast. I just want to throw this out there for those of you that have watched the show so many times. The male and female. And of the beasts that are not clean by two, the male and his female. So that those that were clean were seven. Those that were not clean by two. Just as a mark. We'll come back to that some other time. 7 days before the time he was given the task to wrap it up. You've been laboring all this time, and then God comes and speaks and tells, it's almost time. It's about to wrap things up. The flood is coming. Get it together. And Noah did what God commanded him to do, even though he saw no true result of his labor. Built the ark. It was sound structured. And then he gathered his family, wrapped it all up, and got in the ark and was shut in, not knowing if anything that he did was going to result in anything, or was he just wasting his time all these years? A lot of you have asked the same exact question. Am I wasting my time? Am I laboring for nothing? It don't even seem like it's resulting in anything. Nobody's coming. Nobody's paying attention. People are leaving. I'm sharing this word in spirit and in truth. I'm doing what you're saying. When will the floods come? When will the flood and the blessing come? When will there be a result? Where is the reward in all of this? And then you go into the ark. You decide to follow these instructions, and he tells you to come unto me. Come to me so that I can protect you, so that I can cover you. For the flood, not just the physical flood, as so many would think, the flood that would prevail against all that will come against you in your labor. The flood that will rise you above all that would want to hurt you, persecute you, and bring you down. The flood is grace and is mercy that prevails against the enemy's tactics. It comes to devour, to continually tell you to give up, give out, and give in. That flood prevails against any and all things of the enemy of this world. You've been laboring so long. Then you decide that it's time to just let go and watch God work. And see, that's the key point. Being able to let go and watch God is difficult. It's easy to say, but it's very difficult to do because we always want to be a part of the result. We think and feel that we know how this is supposed to go. And if Noah would have made that same decision that many of us had made, he would have been caught up in the flood. Many of us have been washed away in the flood of our own ignorance and arrogance because we feel that we can do this better than God. But what happens when you decide to go into the ark of Christ? What happens when you decide to allow God, to allow yourself, not allow God, but just allow yourself to trust him just a little bit more? And you say, okay, Father, I'm getting into this ark. I don't know where we're going. I don't know what's going to happen next, but I trust you. Noah, his family, his sons, grandchildren, three wives, sons, and his own wife, all had to follow. You think all of them were all on board completely? No, but they all had to trust. Noah had to trust God. They had to trust Noah. Those that follow, they trust you. Those in the churches, those that are part of the ministry, those that are head of it, trust you. But who do you trust? Where are you going to live? Noah had to have a complete trust in God to be able to walk that path and allow God or even allow just himself to stand in a place where he had no control and watch God move. So God then shut him into the ark, him and his family. And the floods came. Tumultuous floods. Rain from below and above. Continual rain. Rain that had never been seen before on earth and never been seen again. And it rained and rained. Waters came from everywhere. And covered all the earth, prevailed against everything that came towards it. All the earth was prevailed by the waters. The waters were strong against the earth. And everything that did not trust was consumed. Every man, woman, and child, every beast, those that walked, those that was consumed. Can you imagine to be able to just watch those fall while you are covered in the ark? Christ, you want to help. Yet God has said, get out of my way and watch my will be done. You've ministered to these people. You've given them the opportunity to come to Jesus. You've spoke the truth and you've spoken in love, and they did not hear you. They did not want to hear you. And when the flood came, they were consumed. As a song that by the wine, it says millions didn't make it. But I was one of the ones who did. Why was I one of the ones who did? Not because of my will, not because of my strength, not even because I'm special, just because I had faith and trust in God to get in the ark. With my life, the lives of my family, the lives of those around me. And I got in the ark. And as I watched this work be done, I had to sit still in the ark and trust that all that I've done was not in vain. Can you imagine? As Noah watched the floods come. Can you imagine what he had to do when he heard people knocking upon the ark? Please let us come in. We finally believe. Please let us come in. He had to sit and watch God as God reset it all. When you finally see the layer, all that you have done, all that you did according to the will of God, some fall by the wayside, then all you can do is watch. Those that mocked you, those that walked away, those that scorned you, all you can do is watch and be lifted above all that has happened in your life. Be lifted above your problems. Be lifted above your sorrows. Be lifted above the tragedies that everybody believed would tear you down. The ugly words, the uglier action, because you decided to get in the ark. You were lifted up above the peaks of the mountain. This is where we stand with this. This is why the ark of Christ is important for every last one of us. This is why trusting God, having faith in God, and laboring in God is important. Because when the floods come to wash away all the foolishness, will you be ready? Will you trust enough to get into the ark? Will you trust God enough to continue to do his will? Even when you don't see any result, even when the lands are continuously dry, will you continue to do his will? Even if it's just you and everybody else has walked away, will you continue to do his will? The floods are coming. Be prepared. Don't worry about what you see or what even the world shows you, what even the mind tells you. Trust God. And when it's time to get in the ark, get in the ark. And watch God work. And watch him cleanse all mess. We are done, and as always, your invitation to come to Christ. The Word of God tells us that if we confess with our mouth the Lord Jesus Christ and believe in our heart that he died and rose again for our sin, then we shall be saved. Salvation is guaranteed if you confess and believe Your opportunity is now. Take the opportunity. This opportunity is for all of you, church home, that speaks in spirit and in truth. It can be with the poet. You have three different locations, Texas, Alabama, Illinois. You have us virtually on the e-church. If not, find a church home in your local area. The fellowship with those that are truly laboring in God. So that when it is time to get into the ark, you won't hesitate. We thank you all for listening and watching. We pray that you receive whatever you have to receive from it. And until next time, no worries, only worship. No problems, only prayer. No fear, only faith. And no troubles, only trust. Choose God. And with that choice, your password is love. That I love you, and so do we. See you all next week. Have a good day. All right, everybody on air. We thank you all for being with us and joining us as we are back with our Morning Coffee Sunday School. We are so excited to be able to get back on track and keep moving forward. I know it's pretty early, but still is a day that the Lord has made. Auntini, you are on the line. I think it's just you and I, and Apostle Kizzy, if she's with you.
Yeah.
Can you hear me?
I'm here. Yeah.
Amen. 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 Thank you all for joining us again.
You're welcome, man. I enjoyed your message today, too.
Thank you so much.
It was very good. I thank the Lord for you.
Amen. We thank God for you as well. Amen.
Amen. The word this morning, I'm surprised Mama didn't say her favorite scripture, trust in the Lord with all your heart.
Amen.
On understanding and all your ways, acknowledge him and he will
direct your path.
Amen.
And I all of my heart on this, the word this morning, trusting in the Lord. Because he had to trust in the Lord to be able to build that ark. Hallelujah. And with like you said, it had not rained before.
Right.
We had never even seen rain. What was this ark going to do? Was it a hotel or a boat or what?
Right.
So, and the other thing that I thought about during this time was I had met this pastor. He was born in Russia, but he lived in the United States. And I met him many years before the Lord called me to the internet radio ministry. And he was saying that the man was so anointed. I met him at a wake. And he was speaking at the wake of, you know, one of the his parishioners. And so I just wanted to talk to him and his wife afterwards. And he was a older man, you know, older than me. And so he was saying how he had a radio program. And he had been doing this and, you know, preaching the gospel and sending it into Russia for 20 years. And and that was a time when the Iron Curtain was up. So he didn't know whether what he was saying on the radio was getting to anybody for 20 years. Can you imagine? 20 years and not knowing if anybody was listening. And so he kept trying to get into Russia because his heart was for the people of Russia that they might be saved. And so eventually he was able to get into Russia, And when he went in, he found out, like you said, the flood was there. So many mm-hmm. people had gotten saved through the radio broadcast.
Yeah.
Excuse me. He was at a church, and so many people came, flooded into that church. They had to take the pews out of the church, and the people stood shoulder to shoulder like sardines to be able to hear him speak the word of God once he got there. There were so many people right. standing outside. They put a loudspeaker out there so that people could mm-hmm. hear the word of God. And then he said, what kept him going for 20 years was the scripture that says, the word of God will not return unto him void or empty, but accomplish right. all that he pleases in the place whereto he mm-hmm. sent it. So yeah. that was awesome. And I think about that often with Get 'Em Radio. You know, if I look mm-hmm. at the numbers and I look at the numbers on the statistics that they give us from Blog Talk Radio, and those numbers are even less than the numbers of actual people they come on. I don't know how they count it, but it's less than the actual people who come on the broadcast. And, you know, it could be discouraging. But
yes,
I keep remembering that the word of God will not return unto him void or empty. And then I keep remembering the word, you know, if two or more gathered together in my name, there am I in the midst. So the Lord always shows up, hallelujah, because two or more
Amen.
Gathered together in his name, hallelujah. And we know that his word will not return unto him void or empty, but it will accomplish all that he pleases, and we just need to keep speaking the word just like you're doing this morning. So we praise God for that.
Amen. Amen. We keep going.
And the other thing that I think about was a prophecy just came out recently by this prophet named Patricia King, and she said that there are so many people who are coming to the Lord. And she said it's like a flood of people are coming, you know, to the Lord. And everything has mm-hmm. to be prepared for them because different people are going to want to hear it in different methods, in different ways. But it's still and yet the word of God. So she said that that we are preparing for those millennials and beyond
mm-hmm.
millennials who will come on the internet, and they'll just be searching on the internet,
mm-hmm.
and they'll find us. They'll find what
mm-hmm.
was sitting out there for 10 years, you know, 15
yep.
years, 20 years. They will find it. And even a case in point, a young lady called in our broadcast on, I think it was Thursday. She
mm-hmm.
was a millennial. She was like 29 years old. And she was
yep.
just searching the internet, and she found us. And the Lord
yep.
just ministered to her in a great way. So what we're doing is, like, we're building that ark. Hallelujah.
Yep.
Every broadcast, all of our almost 600 broadcasts that we have out there, that somebody's going to find it because the word of God will not return unto him void. So I'm encouraging
nope.
myself and the Lord. Hallelujah. And, you know, anyone else who thinks, you know, I'm doing this, I keep doing it. Is this a dead horse that I'm beating on right now? And I just encourage you all and me, too, to say, no, this is not a dead horse. Keep going. Keep doing what
yes.
the Lord says to do, and he
yes.
will be glorified.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Amen. I am sad that you all have been laboring this long. I didn't even worry about the numbers, the statistics, because those can become discouraging. And you're so right about it. Even as I, you know, ministered in music and working on this album and everything like that, I look at the release statistics and they just look dim. Yet I know that someone has received something from it. And if it's just one, then God be the glory.
Yeah.
And that's because the enemy will tell you that, you know, nothing's happening, it's not working, you don't have a bunch. You know what I'm saying?
If you believe it,
then you will become discouraged and you will stop. A lot of people have stopped. They said, "What's the point?" Because it's not going the way that we want it to. But see, we have to remember that this is all God.
Yeah, amen.
We are just serving. You know, this is not my ministry.
That's
you know,
right.
Getem Radio is God's ministry.
That's
the
right.
The point is God's church. And what I'm doing, the music is God's music. I'm just an instrument. And all I have to do is just sit back and listen and just watch God do what God does. And you are so right. It can be, you can labor for, like you said, 20 plus years, and then all of a sudden, the flood will come.
Mm-hmm.
But we.
I mean, he didn't get one attaboy.
He didn't
get one little pat on the back for 20
not
years.
One.
Not one.
Not one.
Not one. Oh, I heard that word. It blessed me. Not one. He
right.
didn't have a pastor mom to say that was a good message. Not
right.
one time in 20 years.
Not one time. And in that time, you would expect, and that's you know we sometimes can get into ourselves and into our own feelings, and we're expecting because we know that this we're doing this by the will of God. We know that we're hungry for this and we're on fire for it, and then we look out. That's the reason why what God was. As I was speaking, the God said to me, "Will you continue? Will you even continue? Will you continue?
Mm-hmm.
Will you continue to build? Will you continue to build this off?" And I can say yes, because if what else can I do? I know this is all for God's glory in God's time.
Mm-hmm.
So I have to just sit back, and we have to just sit back and watch God work.
Yep, and be steadfast, and unmovable. And keep doing, be faithful and keep doing what the Lord says to do. And even years ago when I lived in New Jersey, the Lord had me to start an outreach ministry. And our church, the name of the church is Christian Fellowship Center and Outreach Ministries. But at that time we were not doing, well, we had one outreach at a nursing home facility. And so the Lord said to add another one, and it was a senior apartment building within walking distance of the church. And so I got, you know, approval and everything to start the ministry, and the other ministers were supposed to be coming. Everybody had a schedule. The ministers had a schedule of when to come and, you know, and all of that. And for, I would say, maybe 3 years, none of the ministers showed up but me.
Oh.
And so I didn't say anything, you know, and I would just show up, and God would meet me there. We had a room. Now, and I'm telling you, the people in the building didn't show up either.
Okay.
So it was really something. So the Lord told me to stand out in the hallway, not go into the room that we were assigned to go to, but out right outside of that room, walk the hallways, sing, and pray over the building. So that's what I did for about 3 years. So when it comes to somebody thinking, am I beating a dead horse, let me tell you what, I have said that. The Lord. And so it came a time where the ministers did come. They were assigned to come. They did come. The people in the building did come, and we saw miracles. There was someone who lived in Jamaica whose relative had cancer. We prayed for that relative, and they were healed. Hallelujah. So, you know, God did some great things. I mean, even while I was walking the halls and praying, if people came by, you know, I prayed for them, and people mm-hmm. got saved. Now, they didn't come and sit down in the room, but they got saved out right. in the hallway. And I could just, the power of God was just going through that place. And later on, I found out that they were having some problems, that they needed the presence of God in there. You know, yes. people were doing drugs. They had a prostitution ring going out, going on in the building. People were having sex in the laundry room. This is a senior apartment building. So it was like God yes. knew prayer needed to go forth in that place. So, I mean, I've learned some things. I've seen things. I've seen how God moves by his Spirit. And it helps me not to be moved by the numbers. Amen.
Yes, Lord. Amen. And I appreciate that because I've had to do that myself, Apostle. I mean, like I said before, with this song, as I poured myself into it, and even into this into the album, just using that as an example, and building this label, and all of this, I'm like, Lord. You know, I'm looking at the numbers. I'm like, Lord, I don't know what else to do. mm-hmm. You know, I'm like, what else am I supposed to do? I mean, what more can I do? And God said, exactly. What more can you do? What
mm-hmm.
else would I do? But see, God said, I can do infinitely more. Infinitely
mm-hmm.
more. Yet you have to trust.
Yeah.
And that's been, every time I would go there, this is what God would ask. Do you trust me?
Mm-hmm.
After I ranted and raved and went all on a tangent, God asked me the simple question, did you trust me?
Yeah.
I'm like, yes. He's like, okay. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And so with that, you know, and I have many, and I know that I have many, many examples in my life that by trusting God, I've made it through. And even in these things, even in this ministry, the numbers don't look good. But that's just numbers. Yet
right.
if we just continue to have faith.
Yes.
And even if it's only and see the thing is here's the thing, Apostle. Even if it only helps you and me, then
yeah.
it has done its job.
Yeah. But it'll do more though.
Set as you, yep.
By his
yep.
Spirit. It will. Yeah.
It will. And it has. See, that's the thing. We don't really know. One of the things is, and this is something that God, you really don't know who you've helped. You just think that right now you don't see it.
Yeah.
But I'm like, so we really don't know who is watching, who is being helped, who at that moment, as you said, those people, after all that's going on, all that goofing is going on, then somebody is still in need of a blessing. And as you walk those halls, as I continue to labor, as we continue to labor, we may see one or two people say, you know, something, or we'll see a flash of somebody watching it and it'll go away. But the truth is someone is being helped by this.
Amen.
And so we just have to trust God and be steadfast, immovable in this ministry. That's all I know.
That's it. That's it.
that's all I know. And that's more than enough. And I thank you all again. I thank you all again for allowing us to do this on and being that resource. I'm happy that that you're 6 years and counting. You still have all the time in the world. God still will continue to move forward, and as he does, whatever time he gives us, we're just going to continue to roll with it.
Amen.
That's all we can do.
Amen.
That's all we can do. So I thank you again. I thank you all. Again, we're going to end it because I know that you all got to get ready for services and all of that. So once
yes.
again, love you all, appreciate you all, and let us pray and be dismissed. Lord God, first off, we thank you. We thank you for this, for the 6 years and counting of God in the midst. We thank you for your servants as they labored in love continuously. We thank you for this service, this opportunity to do your will and get out of your way. We just ask, Lord God, that you will be the strength that we need to continue to labor. to continue to increase our trust and strengthen our faith in you. And knowing that this is yours, this all is yours, Lord God. And we leave the increase in your hands. And all we ask, Lord, is that you just continue to bless and keep us. And just help us to move forward in you. In Jesus' name we pray. And may the grace of God and the sweet communion of the Holy Ghost, let it rest, let it rule, let it abide henceforth, now and forevermore. And let every heart say amen. Amen, amen. We thank you all again. And
amen.
Seeing you all, we'll see you all next week. We'll see you Friday night. And for another edition of Morning Coffee. All right. Take care. God bless you all. Have a good day.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.